going on retreat. This is Monk Alan from the Absolute Monastery. And I'm speaking about going on a retreat. We often receive phone calls from people asking if they can come up to the monastery for a retreat. Because it's very obvious, people like monasteries. And I believe they expect something beautiful happening to them when they come to a monastery, when they go to a monastery. But often they ask also this question, is it a scheduled retreat or can I come and do my own thing? And I explain instantly that it is a scheduled retreat, a guided retreat, that we have a beautiful program. And some people really do like it, and they just want the program, and they want the monastery rules, and they want to hear what we have to offer. But there is one rule included in coming to the retreat, and that is that you are a student of the University of Healing. You can come here for 5 days or 7 days and try the program, but it's really not recommendable, because if you do not know what the philosophy is of the University of Healing, it's not happy try for you, and it is not it's not really very exciting for us. So we always make sure that the people know what we are teaching, and especially that they know that we are teaching, I am God, God I am. And so those people who come, they are really ready for putting all their heart in the retreat and be disciplined. And the program offers this self-discipline. Now, I'm many years here at the campus, and I'm following these retreats every day, but I have been over the years also been on private retreats. That means that I took a week off and just went in one of our houses and enjoyed being on my own. And we had several times different mantras which we were given by Dr. Violet to use, and we were practicing these mantras very one-pointedly. So whenever I went on a retreat, I first of all put in my schedule, in that daily schedule which I set up for me, to say my mantra all day long. First of all, I went and had nothing with me. I just went, and this is what I would also recommend. Whenever you go a retreat, take as little personal possessions with you as possible. Because everything which you take with you is just reminding you on your daily work or at home. And so leave as much as possible at home, because if you really want to enter our schedule, you can even have a monk robe and enter this schedule deeply, being dressed when it's cool with the monk robe, and when it's warm in the monk robe, which is another beautiful dress. We will talk about this if you want to know which dress that is. But anyhow, when I'm speaking now of this retreat, which I went on my own, and mainly I went on my retreats on a diet, or on the maple syrup diet, or on a fruit diet, but as little as possible as food. And one thing which I really was concerned about to have no work with me, no books with me, and going lots of on walks and just do nothing else than sitting and meditating, walking and meditating, and saying my mantra. Now, one time I had the idea to go and sleep outside, and I had never done this, and I thought that I just heard it from within, go and sleep outside in the bush. So that was a challenging experience, especially while it was winter, it was December, but I took my sleeping bag and a little mattress and was quite well dressed and went off into the desert. But what I also took was a flashlight and a little tape recorder where I had spoken my mantra. And I thought, when I'm sleeping, I want to have this tape recorder running so that the mantra keeps going 24 hours so that I can hear it. So I was going deep into the desert there where we have our walks and found a beautiful place and settled down and started to let my tape recorder run. And naturally, the tape recorder in the middle of the desert in the night running, it wasn't all that comfortable. I didn't feel harmonious. But I felt that's the way to do it. So I spent my night quite okay. And then the next morning, it was 6 o'clock, I was looking for my flashlight. I could not find my flashlight, and it was pitch dark. And I wanted to come back home. I couldn't find my home, my way. So I said, hey, there's one way to do it, to speak my word. I know that I know that I know, and this is the way to do it. Just know that I have my inner light going and find my way. So I started to speak my word and crawled through the bush and found my way. But I tell you, it was pitch dark. And I arrived in my little retreat back home and I sat still and I said, now, what did I do? Why didn't I have a real fantastic night? I had a good night. But I expected much more out of it. And I realized already the tape recorder in the flashlight, that was already unnecessary. It just distracted me. And I gave so much power, distraction, especially to the tape recorder, that it gave me a lesson. So going on retreat, what really does it mean? It means to take all my time and my dedication to listen within, to speak my mantras, to speak my affirmations, and sit and walk and listen and listen and listen. And then I come out as a winner, and I'm coming out refreshed and in peace, and the retreat is just all that what mattered. It's wonderful when I can listen within and not let my intellectual come and distract me. So whenever you go on a retreat, take as little as possible, but take your open mind and say, my mind is clear and open. My mind is clear and alert and brilliant. And so it is. I love you.